Yeah, thank you. And last week I shared the story of how corn is being used by a Chicago area company to make HVAC air filters for your home. Yeah, corn instead of filters made with fiberglass and petroleum byproducts. Well, today the story is how Midwestern corn is being used by another Chicago company to replace petroleum-based chemicals in all sorts of products.
From paints in your house, buildings, automotive, adhesives and coatings, diapers or medical bandages, etc.
Who he is and what his company is doing after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. And you know, there could be a time in a year or three when that Silverado is painted with corn, or more accurately, with paint made from a byproduct of corn.
Bioacrylic acid.
That is Justin Brown.
Yes, and I'm the CEO of Lacryl Technologies.
And Lacryl, that's L-A-K-R-I-L, now has four labs in Chicago's medical district that are working on pulling sugars out of corn and sugarcane and other crops.
Bio-based sugars that will form the pathway to tomorrow's large industrial scale chemicals.
Which he says are better for Mother Earth and manufacturers.
We offer an alternative pathway, lower greenhouse gases, strengthening supply chains.
And
we are at a molecular level equivalent. So it is a molecule for molecule replacement. The end user won't notice any difference.
And Lacryl Technologies just opened a new facility to make larger amounts of its patented bioacrylic acids.
That will enable us to send out drop-in replacement samples to our key customers across the world, test it to make sure it is a viable alternative to petroleum-based acrylic acid.
And if all goes well, Lacryl will do another round of fundraising
to build a fuller or a much larger scale plant.
And then
you would license out this technology and sell the catalyst to the end user, irrespective of where they are in the world.
Lacryl Technologies, another Chicago area company using plain old field corn to replace petroleum in just about everything from paint to diapers. On the food calendar, oh yum, it's National Blueberry Pancakes Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.